United by loyalty, but Trump's new team have competing agendas. Date modified: 2024-11-16T00:17:12.233Z. Description: This week has revealed much about Trump's ambition, but also hinted at tests and headaches that may lie ahead. United by loyalty, Trump's new team have competing agendas. Getty Images: Trump with Gabbard during a town hall meeting. If personnel really does amount to policy, then we VE learned a lot this week about how Donald Trump intends to govern in his second term. More than a dozen major appointments, some of which will require Senate approval, offer a clearer picture of the team entrusted to drive his agenda as he returns to the White House. On the outside, they appear united by one thing: loyalty to the top man. But beneath the surface, there are competing agendas. Here are four factions that reveal both Trump's ambition and potential tricky tests ahead for his leadership. Deep State Disruptors, by Mike Wendling, BBC News, Chicago. WHO, Matt Gaetz, Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr. Their agenda: this trio have been among the most vocal politicians actively opposing U.S. policies, particularly under President Biden. Choosing Gaetz as his attorney general nominee is possibly Trump's most controversial pick. Gaetz has represented Florida's 1st congressional district since 2017. A graduate of William & Mary Law School, he led the removal of California Congressman Kevin McCarthy as the sitting Speaker of the House in October 2023. He has come under investigation by a House Ethics Committee for allegedly paying for sex with an underage girl, using illegal drugs and misusing campaign funds. He denies wrongdoing and no criminal charges have been filed. Follow live updates on this story. 5 takeaways from Trump's first week. Tulsi Gabbard, picked to be Trump's Director of National Intelligence, is a military veteran who served with a medical unit in Iraq. She is a former Democratic congresswoman from Hawaii who switched parties to support Trump. Gabbard has routinely opposed American foreign policy, blaming NATO for Russia's invasion of Ukraine and meeting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, then casting doubt on U.S. intelligence assessments blaming Assad for using chemical weapons. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Trump's nominee to oversee health, is a longtime lawyer and environmentalist. He also spread fringe theories about vaccines and the effects of 5G phone signals. A look at Trump's cabinet and key roles, in 74 seconds, what this tells us: like Trump, Gaetz, Gabbard, and Kennedy are aggressive challengers of the status quo. All three frequently tip over into conspiracy. They may be among the most determined supporters of Trump's plan to dismantle the bureaucratic deep state. The president-elect has picked particular fights in each of the areas they would oversee: law enforcement, intelligence, and health. But bomb throwers can also make unruly subordinates. Kennedy wants stricter regulation across food and farming industries, which may collide with Trump's government-slashing agenda. Gaetz's views on some issues, he favors legalization of marijuana, are outside the Republican mainstream. And Gabbard, a fierce critic of American power, will be working for a president who is not afraid to use it, for instance, against Iran. What RFK could do on vaccines, fluoride, and drugs. Border hardliners, by Bernd D. Busman, BBC News, Washington. WHO, Tom Homan, Stephen Miller, and Kristi Noem. Their agenda: the three hardliners tasked with carrying out Trump's border and immigration policies have vowed to strengthen security and clamp down on undocumented immigrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. Domestically, they, and the wider incoming Trump administration, have called for a drastic uptick in deportations, beginning with those considered national security or public safety threats, and a return to workplace enforcement operations that were paused by the Biden administration. What it tells us: aside from the economy, polls repeatedly suggested that immigration and the border with Mexico were primary concerns for many voters. The possibility of increased deportations and workplace raids, however, could put Trump on a collision course with Democratic-leaning states and jurisdictions that may decide to push back or not cooperate. Some Republican states, whose economies rely, in part, on immigrant labor, may also object. How would mass deportations work? Tech Libertarians, by Natalie Sherman, BBC Business Reporter, New York, WHO, Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy. Their agenda: Trump has named the world's richest person, Elon Musk, to lead a cost-cutting effort dubbed the Department of Government Efficiency. He will share the role with 39-year-old investor-turned-politician Vivek Ramaswamy, who became an ardent Trump backer after bowing out as a candidate in the Republican primary. The two men are among the loudest and flashiest tech brothers, a group that swung towards Trump this year, seeking a champion to disavow woke political correctness and embrace a libertarian vision of small government, low taxes, and light regulation. Musk has floated a possible $2 trillion in spending cuts, vowing to send shockwaves through the government. Ramaswamy, who has backed eliminating the tax collecting agency, the IRS, and the Department of Education, among others, wrote after the announcement, "Shut it down." What it tells us: the appointments are an acknowledgement of the help Trump got on the campaign trail from Ramaswamy and Musk, the latter of whom personally plowed more than $100 million into the campaign. But time will tell what power this faction goes on to have. Despite its name, the department is not an official agency. The commission will stand outside the government to advise on spending, which is partly controlled by Congress. Trump, who ran up budget deficits during his first term, has shown little commitment to cutting spending. He has promised to leave Social Security and Medicare, two of the biggest areas of government spending, untouched, which could make cost-cutting difficult. RFK Jr.'s pledge to increase regulation of food additives and ultra-processed foods could also clash with Musk and Ramaswamy's mandate to cut red tape, China Hawks, by Tom Bateman, BBC State Department correspondent, WHO, Marco Rubio, Mike Waltz, John Ratcliffe. Their agenda: these men will run Trump's America First foreign policy. They are all hawks on China. Rubio, nominee for Secretary of State, is among Beijing's harshest critics, having argued for travel bans on some Chinese officials and for the closure of Hong Kong's U.S. trade offices. The three are likely to push through Trump's pledge for much higher tariffs on Chinese imports. They see Beijing as the top economic and security threat to the U.S. Waltz, picked for National Security Advisor, has said the U.S. is in a cold war with the ruling Communist Party. Ratcliffe, Trump's nominee for CIA director who served as an intelligence chief in his first term, has likened countering China's rise to the defeat of fascism or bringing down the Iron Curtain. What it tells us: while Trump often signals his own hawkish economic views on China, he has also vacillated, which could spark tensions with his top foreign policy team. In his first term, Trump triggered a trade war with Beijing, attempts to de-escalate this failed amid the pandemic, and relations slumped further when he labeled COVID the Chinese virus. But he also heaped praise on President Xi Jinping as a brilliant leader ruling with an iron fist. This unpredictability could make managing America's most consequential strategic relationship even harder. Rubio might also clash with Gabbard, Trump's pick for Director of Intelligence, who previously criticized him on foreign policy, saying he represents the neocon, warmongering establishment. How these new recruits will be vetted, what Trump can and can't do on day one, Trump team so far, who's in and who might be coming, why Musk will find it hard to cut $2 trillion, what Trump picks say about Mideast policy, Republican Party U.S. Election 2024, Donald Trump U.S. politics, watch. A look at Trump's new top team, in 74 seconds, among the allies the president-elect has chosen to join his administration are contentious figures, including among fellow Republicans. 5 days ago, U.S. and Canada, Trump names vaccine skeptic RFK Jr. for health secretary. The president-elect has nominated RFK to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. 6 days ago, U.S. and Canada, FBI video shows moment man sets ballot box on fire, the suspect used an improvised incendiary device to start the fire in Portland, Oregon, ahead of the U.S. election. 6 days ago, why is Kamala Harris still asking for campaign donations? A week after losing the election, Kamala Harris's team are still appealing for funds. 6 days ago, U.S. and Canada, what a Republican trifecta means for Trump's second term, Republicans have won control of both chambers of Congress, yielding Trump limited congressional oversight for at least 2 years. 7 days ago, US and Canada, welcome back, watch moment. Biden congratulates Trump. The president and president-elect shook hands as part of a long-standing tradition signifying the transfer of power. 7 days ago, US and Canada, what we can expect from Trump and Biden's meeting, given all the things they've said about each other, Joe Biden and Donald Trump's meeting could be really awkward. 7 days ago, US and Canada, I think Putin believes that he knows how to play Trump, John Bolton, I think Putin believes that he knows how to play Trump, says Trump's former advisor John Bolton. November 7, 2024, Putin congratulates courageous Trump on election win. The Russian president says he was impressed by Trump's reaction to the first assassination attempt against him. November 7, 2024 World, Watch, Biden urges Democrats to get back up after Trump win. The president addressed Americans from the White House for the first time since Donald Trump's election victory. November 7, 2024 U.S. and Canada, U.S. voters on one reason Trump won, and why Harris lost. After Donald Trump's decisive victory, we asked Americans what they think made the difference for each campaign. November 6, 2024 U.S. and Canada, Harris highlights need for peaceful transfer of power. The BBC's Samira Hussein was on the ground for Harris's concession speech at Howard University. November 6, 2024 U.S. and Canada, Harris, election outcome not what we fought for. The vice president addressed supporters at Howard University in Washington, D.C., following her election defeat to Donald Trump. November 6, 2024 U.S. and Canada, Belfast reacts to Trump's U.S. election victory. BBC NI asks people in Belfast how they feel about Donald Trump's victory in the U.S. election. November 6, 2024 Northern Ireland, surrounded by family, Trump says he will heal the country. Donald Trump took the stage at his campaign watch party in West Palm Beach, Florida, and was met with loud cheers. November 6, 2024 U.S. and Canada, Watch, what does a Trump win mean for these Americans? Voters across the U.S. have their say on the re-election of Donald Trump. November 6, 2024, Watch, PM and Badenoch react to Trump's victory at PMQs. Sir Keir Starmer and Kemi Badenoch react to Donald Trump's U.S. election victory at PMQs. November 6, 2024 U.S. and Canada, Swinney congratulates Trump on election victory. The First Minister had backed Democrat Kamala Harris, which Trump's Scottish business had branded an insult. November 6, 2024 Scotland politics, Watch, how election night unfolded, catch up on the key moments from election night.